This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Fame by the late great David Bowie, right here on The Pulse, bringing you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Okay, right now is a quickfire music news segment that we like to call
By the Way. Yes, David Bowie is officially on TikTok. Well, TikTok finally has a David Bowie account, more like last Friday, actually. The 8th of January would have been David Bowie's 74th birthday. So TikTok announced that Bowie's music is now available on the social media platform. It's a tribute account. You can go, the URL is tiktok.com/@David Bowie. And it was launched in collaboration with Warner Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment and the David Bowie Estate. And on top of that, the account also kicked off the Starman TikTok challenge over the weekend, asking users to recreate some of the Thin White Duke's iconic looks from throughout his career. So David Bowie fans rejoice. You can head to some TikTok content by the late, great David Bowie at tiktok.com/@David Bowie.
By the way, last year, a lot of touring musicians pushed their tour dates to this year, 2021, hoping that this year will mark the start of live shows once again. Just taking a look at the current tour dates for other musicians, Foo Fighters have 9 shows planned starting April this year. Lana Del Rey has 5 shows also starting April. Justin Bieber, 46 shows June onwards.
Wow.
Carlos Santana, 31 shows also June onwards, and Lady Gaga, 6 shows July onwards. And then, of course, Elton John's farewell tour with a whooping 94 shows touring schedule that will only end in April 2022. Organizers are really hoping for the vaccine to work so that all those shows that I mentioned and more can go on smoothly. Because, man, it's a logistical nightmare to reschedule Elton John's 94 shows. But UK band The 1975 have decided to not take any risks at all and cancelled all their 2021 tour dates, giving fans a full refund. In a social media post, the band said that they look forward to see fans at shows as soon as it is safe to do so. Taking the safe route here. The band also hinted that they'll be using the downtime to work on a new album. So kudos to the band for playing it safe.
Right. By the way, music history fans can rejoice. A documentary on Abbey Road Studios celebrating their 90th anniversary is in the works. We hear that it's going to be directed by Mary McCartney, the daughter of Paul from Liverpool, England. Of course, Paul McCartney of the Beatles fame. But Mary McCartney is a photographer and a filmmaker who will be at the controls for this documentary. It's going to be titled If These Walls Could Sing. And it's going to be produced by Mercury Studios, which is the video arm of music label Universal Music Group. In an interview recently with Mary McCartney, the director, she recounted her childhood days of spending time with Dad Paul at the legendary rooms of Abbey Road. It seems like a fitting tribute, and it's going to come out in November this year in conjunction with Abbey Road Studios' 90th anniversary celebrations. So Beatles fans, Abbey Road Studios fans, look out for that.
Conveniently hanging out at the studio as a kid, just like all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, by the way, we love our data here at BFM, and our MRC data, formerly known as Nielsen Music, has shared some new data for the most popular genres in the US for the year 2020 with some help from Billboard. Now, this new data looked at a few different factors like audio streams, video streams, album sales and all that. And unsurprisingly, hip-hop and R&B takes the top spot as the most popular genre right now, followed by rock. And then pop music in third place. Country comes in at fourth, with Latin music coming in at fifth place. Now, even though this data only represents the US, I think it actually is a reflection of popular music all around the world in general. And we've touched before on how hip-hop is now considered the biggest genre in the world, right? It's been surpassing the popularity of pop music, which was once deemed as the gold standard for mainstream music. In fact, people still call it mainstream pop music sometimes, right? But if you take a look at the data, the top slots for most streams were all taken by hip-hop and R&B acts. So could we be living in an era where people say, you know, things like mainstream hip-hop or mainstream R&B? Who knows? It's probably already happening.
That's our quickfire news roundup in the music world. By the way, straight into a tune by one of our favourite MCs. This is Odyssey from his 2020 album Odd Cure. with a track called Go to Mars on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.